Good morning, everybody. So last week we started a class on vision. So today or this week we'll be going further in a discussion on the topic of vision. So we went through the basics in simple form of what vision is. That was last week. Before we move into today's discussion, I would like to highlight on one or two things. Number one, which is vision doesn't just give sight. It gives sight and it helps you run the right way. Everybody is running a race. But if you run a race in the wrong direction, you're as good as not running. So what vision does is that it gives you sight. And as scripture says, as you he who reads it may run. But now, what vision does is not just helping you run, but helping you run the right way. So you are not like many who are running, but running the wrong way at the end of the day. They have run with ambition, you know, if possible, run with the devil's desire. So vision bets sight that you may run and then run the right way. That is one thing I want us to take home today. And another thing I want us to understand is that if you truly have self-love for yourself, you are going to be a visionaire. Visionaries are people that have true self-love for themselves. Many people think they love themselves before because they get themselves cars, nice clothes, nice makeup, good food to eat. That's not self-love. That's not self-love. This is what self-love is. Self-love is. Self-love is the ability to do that which you need to do in order to become the much God wants you to become and the much you want to become for yourself. So if I have the vision, I have a vision of where God wants me to go, the sacrifices I make, the right decisions that I make, the right choices that I make in order to become all that I see, all that God has shown me, that is self-love. So I put it to you that many of us do not actually love ourselves because all we do is the reverse. We eat well, look well, dress well, give people an impression of who we are, and we are not those things. So self-love is this, the ability to sacrifice to become all God wants you to become. Now, I said something last week. I made mention of ambition and vision. Now, it is not, ambition in itself is not a bad thing. But when your ambition is outside of your vision, it becomes the wrong thing. This is what I mean. If God has said, for example, I am to be a lecturer, my ambition out of the vision is to be the best lecturer in the world. Is to be a lecturer with, permit me to use the word, with 10 degrees, 5 masters, 20 doctorates, you know. So as long as your ambition, what you want for yourself, is in line with the vision that God has given to you, you're on track. So ambition can be a good thing and a bad thing, depending on what the ambition is built upon. So let's move into today's class, right? I want to talk about the power of vision. We have understood the basics, the foundation, and the, you know, definition of vision. But I would like to open us up to the power of vision. Now, when we read through our Bible, we discover the story of Nehemiah. He is the foundation upon which we'll build on today. Nehemiah was, permit me to use the word, the cupbearer to the king, right? Except the king's wine. He was nothing but a slave. Why? There was no sight. There was no vision. But Nehemiah started to paint a picture in his mind of the temple walls being rebuilt. He became dissatisfied with the state of the temple wall. So he started to paint pictures in his imagination. And in doing so, what happened? He approached the king. And he told the king, release me, let me go, that I can go back and rebuild the temple walls. Mind you, he was the king, for example, a modern day president, a modern day billionaire, Jeff Bezos and the likes. And he was, permit me to use the word, the cook to the king, the houseboy of the king, the president, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett. So if you are that close to that kind of person, no matter how little your pay is, it is pay enough, trust me. And I hope you agree. Just flow with me. I'm trying to explain something. But he wasn't satisfied with an association with the king, with the big man. Instead, he looked into himself to see, okay, what can I add to the kingdom in my time, in my generation? What is that thing God has placed in me to do? So purpose was bettered. What am I trying to say? No matter how good you are now, no matter how good the position you are now, no matter how good the job you are operating in now, if it's not purpose, trust me, there is no real satisfaction and there is no reward amounting up for you in heaven. Because a greater portion of the reward we are going to receive in eternity is tied to our purpose, our responsibility here on the earth. So he was dissatisfied. And because of that dissatisfaction, purpose was bettered, rebuilding of the temple wall. So because of he saw a picture of the temple wall being rebuilt, what happened? He moved. There was a push. Remember what we discussed last week? So he went to the king and told the king, let me go. Let me go and rebuild the temple wall. And because that happened, because he did that, the king did not only let him go, the king sent soldiers with him. The king did not only send soldiers with him, the king did what? The king gave him a letter to give to the people where he's going to that. There is a support, there is a backing. This is what I'm trying to say. Every time a man moves in vision, you may not see it, you may not feel it, you may not even know it, but there is already a backing from the king. Who is the king? God. Because God is the one who bets a vision. Remember, I said something last week during the teaching class. I said, a man of purpose becomes a principal over principality. A man of vision, a man of purpose, a man of the kingdom becomes a principal over principality. This is what I'm trying to say. You have the backing of the king. You have the backing of God. And angels are the guards that go with you. This is the power of vision. So what happens is this. Vision bets a dissatisfaction in you for your current state. It pushes you to do, to move in line of purpose. When that happens, when you are bold enough, courageous enough to move in vision, even when it doesn't make sense. Imagine a cupbearer telling the king, let me go to rebuild the city with the temple wall. That doesn't make sense. In those days, permit me to say, my even around the king killing him or telling him you've committed treason. So modern day, it might be you saying, this job is not what will satisfy me. This certificate is not it. Getting married, marriage is not the thing for me. Giving birth is not it, you know. I'm trying to help us realign our mindsets. So he was dissatisfied. Because of the dissatisfaction, purpose was bettered. Out of purpose, vision came. When vision came, he moved in line with vision. Faith, believing in the thing, not sin. Over the thing which is sin, his position with the king. And because that happened, he activated the backing of the king. Activating the backing of God. Soldiers, the backing of angels. And things started to move on his behalf or in his favor. Now, like I said, I'm trying to explain the power of vision. But I will be selfish not to tell you this. Every time a man decides to move in vision, right? There is always a reaction to that movement, which is this. When Nehemiah decided to move to build a temple wall, that was when soldiers banded together and said, what? We are going to fight this guy. Why is he doing this? Right? What am I trying to say? Now, when you decide to move in vision, it will not always be rosy. But you must have the understanding that there is the backing of the king. And with the backing of the king comes what? Progress. What am I trying to say? In vision, it's not always sweet, it's not always rosy, but you must move with an understanding that the king backs you. So there is always possibilities, and to the degree to which you push in belief, to the degree to which you push in understanding, to the degree to which you push knowing the king is behind you, is the degree to which you see purpose and vision produce for you. We have so many visionaries, so many purpose-driven people that along the line they quit because they fail to understand that it is not all bread and butter on the journey of purpose and vision. So if you must become a visionaire, if you must be a person of a vision, right, this understanding must be there that I have to push through. Hope we are following. Now, this is the power in vision, the power of being a visionaire. You activate heaven to back you. You activate God to back in you. And what happened? When Nehemiah went there, he spoke to the people about building the temple. What happened? The people rallied around him. Now, understand this. When you want a generation, when you want people to rally around you and move with you, you must be a person of vision. So the reason why many of us do not have people around us, the reason why many of us is like nobody sends us, the reason why many of us is like people don't care about us, permit that word, is because we are not visionaries. So nobody is committed to you if they don't see the value of the vision you have in your hands. Lean foundation. Now, the reason why many of us, again, complain about provision, about not having, about lack, is still because there is no vision. Because God will only provide when there is a vision. That is why it is called provision. God is not committed to providing except it's for the vision. That's why he said, I will supply all your needs. When that thing you want is a need for the vision, a need for the purpose, God has no choice but to provide it. Kingdom, again. So I'm buttressing on the power of vision. Remember, the foundation which we started on was purpose, then vision. So we should always link the connection and work with it. So if you follow everything I've been saying, I'm at the point where I'm telling you this. One way to resolve poverty, lack, you know, stagnancy is to work with vision. Vision in itself has the power to make things happen, to produce things. Provision. God is committed to providing for a vision. Earlier I made mention of belief. Now, we must understand that belief and vision, they work hand in hand. Vision is a mental picture. Am I right? Now, if you must walk with belief, if you must walk with a mental picture in your mind, you must be a person that believes. And to believe is not to say, I believe. No, many a time we think believe is saying, I believe. That's not what belief is. Now, when we look at the definition of faith, faith is the end product of belief. Let me explain. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Now, the substance of something hoped for. Now, when I'm hopeful for something, let's say for example, I'm hopeful for a brand new car, right? That hope in itself causes me to paint a mental picture. Now, because of the mental picture I paint in my mind, right? The substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, I start to act as though that which I see in my mind is in my hand. Now, faith is action. That's why scripture says, faith without works is dead. That is doing, that is action. But before I act, I must first of all paint a mental picture. So the stronger my mental picture, the stronger the belief. The stronger the belief, the quicker I am to act. The faster I act, the stronger and better my actions, which is faith. So this is why many of us do not get the things or most of the things we want in life. Why we are acting, but we are not painting a clear picture. If your actions must produce results, it must be a fruit of what? The picture you are painting. Faith is not just doing. Faith is first of all hoping, seeing, believing, then action. This is what belief is. So many of us, we have faith without belief. So there is no result. Why am I bringing this up? Vision is believing. You believe, then you move in faith, action. You need this thing to work out vision. A vision must produce. If you must see the power of vision manifesting in you, with you, and through you, you must understand that you must first of all believe in the imagery you are seeing and then act on it. So the first thing to do in the journey of a vision or manifesting the power of vision is to not just know the vision, not just write it down, but see it, let it play like a movie in your head. And as it plays like a movie in your head, you get hopeful. What does it mean to be hopeful? You are excited. You can taste it. You can feel it. At that point, you are believing. Because you are believing, what happens? You move in action. At that point, cosmos, earth, time responds to you. Why? How? By providing what you need for the vision. Provision. Did we get it? Now, this is how we activate the power of vision. So, if you follow everything we have been saying, hope, belief, faith, all these activate the power in vision. Vision activated causes God to provide provision. Vision activated causes God to back you up, causes angels to back you up, causes men to back you up. Vision activated also causes a reaction. It's the truth. We must believe this. It's just the simple truth. Causes the devil to fight. But what happens? There is a backing, so we win. That is why scripture says, even in our battles, we are victorious. So we are not scared of the battles. Why? We have understanding, so we move in wisdom. So you must have not just a good imagination, but permit me to use the word an active imagination if you want vision to produce. Imagination, vision. So your imagination must be sharp and your imagination must be aligned towards the speakings of God. If not, you will miss it. You start to get ambitious. And remember, I said ambition is not a sin, it's not a crime, but it must be what? Founded on vision. So I have said very simple things again today. And the reason why I'm very basic and very simple is that we may understand. Understanding is key. Remember, it's not just knowledge. Understanding, then we act rightly, wisdom, to produce results. So I like being very simple. I love being basic. Why? That we may understand, that it becomes very easy to do. So this is the progression and vision. Last week, we built on the foundation. Today, this is the progression. So in our next class, I'll go further to helping us understand the concept of vision. Remember, I spoke about self-love. If you really love yourself, now you know what to do. That is self-love. Trust me. So I will see all of us in class. We'll discuss further. By the grace of God, the heavens will open. If there are things to still speak, we'll speak on them. But for now, this is what I want us to take away in our understanding of vision. God bless you. I want to say thank you one more time to the students. Thank you to the faculty. Thank you for your continuous push for growth. Thank you to the faculty for continually upholding the hands of the saint woman in this vision. God bless you. Once again, I'm Ohio Charles. We'll see you in our discussion class. All right.